somebody had a bowl of like apples and peaches, and somebody offered one of those little boys a peach, and he'd say, "No, give me
some of the rest."
Yeah, and if he wanted the apple, he'd say, "No, give me
the apple."
And if a man doesn't have too much money, you'd say he's
nearly broke.
And if instead of saying he's a rich man, you'd say he's a
poor man.
And if a man owned a lot of peach trees or a lot of apple trees, you'd say he owned an
orchard.
And if you were eating a cherry, the inside part that you don't eat, you'd call that
the seed.
And on a peach,
seed.
Oh, and now those kind of peaches that will separate easily from the seed, you call them
freestone.
And then the ones that kind of stick to it,
plum peaches.
We
had all of them.
You had all those kinds too.
All of them.
And what do you call
Indian peaches? They were the red ones, you know.
Oh, those were the red.
The red ones on the inside.
Oh, they'd be red on the inside. I've never seen them. No, were they good?
Yeah, they're good.
And you had those too. And what about what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And you said that you had peanuts. What other kinds of nuts do they have around here?
We had pecans. And walnuts. Hickory nuts. All such as that.
What do you call the kind of fruit that they grow so much of in Florida that they make juice out of?
Oranges.
Yeah. And if you were out of oranges, for example, you might say, "Well, I've got to go to the store because the oranges are
cheap."
And if you were talking about the fact that you didn't have any, you'd say, "Well, my oranges are all
rotten and sour." Well, we had so many to buy for, you know, we just buy a great big sack full.
Oh, you did?
That 10-pound in a bag, you know. Because the kids, they all liked oranges, you know. And that's the way we bought cheese. We'd buy a great big hook full of cheese
You did? Uh-huh.
And that thick. And the bananas, we'd buy a whole stalk of bananas.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's the way we raised our family. They didn't have to go hungry.
Oh, gosh, that's great. Well, tell me about, in the garden, did you ever grow any of these little red
radishes?
Yeah, you'd have those?
Yeah, we had the round ones and the big and the long red ones and the white ones.
Oh, you did?
We always grew three kind of them.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the big round
cabbage?
And what about, did you raise much cabbage?
Yeah, we always had to grow so many cabbage because we made so much kraft.
Oh, yeah, because for all that kraft, yeah, that's right, of course, because you said you made. Well, what about the red, round red vegetable that?
Beets.
We
always grow lots of them.
You did? And then what about the ones that grow on those, that you have to stake, that grow on the
tomatoes?
Yeah, did you grow those too?
Yeah, lots of them.
And have you ever seen any of those little tiny ones?
Yeah.
What?
We called them Tommy Toe
tomatoes.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
They'd be volunteer, you know. We'd let a vine come up in the garden from the seed that fell off last year.
They did?
And they just spread out big. And then we just let them get red, you know. And the kids would pick off just great big pans full of them and eat them with salt.
Oh, and so they just eat those just right off. Well, what kind, you said you had potatoes. What kind would you grow?
We growed the white ones and the red ones.
Always
growed